What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Cruise Radio is brought to you in part by TripInsurance.com. Travel insurance done right by the people who know travel insurance. Get a quote today at TripInsurance.com.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida.
This is
Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doug Parker. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Cruise Radio. Very happy to have you here, my friend. A little under the weather, so we're going to get right to it today. First off, just got back from Carnival Vista. If you want to check out anything and all things Carnival Vista related, check out cruiseradio.net/vista. We'll also be airing that show next week. Coming up a little later on in the show, Kaylin just returned from an 8-night repositioning cruise from San Juan, Puerto Rico to Cape Liberty, New Jersey, up in Bayonne. So she'll be on. But first, it's Stuart Chiron, the cruise guy. What's up, Stuart?
Hey, Doug. How's it going?
Good, man. A little under the weather, but that will not stop the show. You just got back from England, where you were on Royal Caribbean's Harmony of the Seas. How was that?
Well, Doug, considering it was my second time. I was there in February at the shipyard. Mm-hmm. She looked much different, much more ready. Everything was together. There's still a little bit of construction going, hanging paintings. Let me tell you, the ship looked marvelous.
What did you think of the Ultimate Abyss, the 10-story slide?
It was a really neat experience. Going down from the essentially it was deck 15. Then there's a platform, which I guess takes you up to 16, and then you drop down to deck 6, which is the boardwalk. Huh. So it is, without a doubt, the fastest way to get from the sports deck to the boardwalk, and it dumps you right in front of Johnny Rockets.
Yeah, go work out on the sports deck, slide down to Johnny Rockets, get a burger and fries, and you're done.
And how great is that?
Yeah, absolutely.
There are definitely there was some nice integration of some Quantum features, including the Bionic Bar, which was working. Look, the passengers were having fun, and it was amazing, Doug. I've never seen more mouths wide open with astonishment than I did with the Brits. Most of those people had never seen Oasis or Allure, and they were blown away.
Very cool. And speaking of Oasis class ships, it looks like Royal Caribbean is ordering another one.
They did. They ordered one more, a fifth Oasis class, and they also ordered two more Edge classes for Celebrity. So they were just feeling the love, and they thought it'd be a good opportunity to order three more ships. I would think that the fifth one would probably be destined for China, and it gives them some breathing room in order to get the ports developed out there so they could take those ships. But, you have five Oasis class, and then you have up to four MSC ships that they'd like to build in the 210,000-ton range. And there aren't many places to put those kinds of ships. Uh-huh. So it could create some issues.
When are we going to see the first Celebrity Edge class ship come out?
Well, the first Celebrity Edge will be beginning of 2018.
Okay. Very nice.
So we're still a couple years away.
Cool. Moving on here, Disney Cruise Line announced some new sailings for 2017. What are we going to see?
Well, we're seeing Disney continue with some of, doing some of these small seasonal cruises before it repositions, ships reposition from Alaska back to Miami. So we will see sailings out of San Diego instead of Los Angeles. Disney will be returning to Galveston, and they'll also be including some sailings out of New York to the Canada, New England area. So we'll see that for 2017.
Nice. And Carnival Vista, her med season is officially underway, and she's sailing and heading over to the U.S. what, November?
In November, and so Doug, tell us about your experience on Carnival Vista.
Because I'm not feeling too well, I'll just kind of highlight it and say that it was a great ship. The food was awesome. The sky ride up top, it blew me away, like the views you see and how fast, and like you're 150 feet above the water. That's kind of cool, too. The brewery on board was awesome. A lot of new shows. We'll talk all about it next week. But yeah, I like the ship, Stuart. And I can't wait till you get to sail it yourself and see what you think about it.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, and last but not least here, Holland America's new ship, Koningsdam, was christened last week over in was it in Rotterdam? Do we know?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she was in Rotterdam, and Queen Maxima of the Netherlands is the godmother.
Oh, okay.
So she did her royal duties, officially blessed the ship, and named it Koningsdam. And then, Doug, Holland America also named their upcoming ship.
What did
they name it? So it is going to be the new Stottendam.
Ah, interesting. Because they have or had a Stottendam, right?
They have a Stottendam.
Right.
If you remember, they have an Amsterdam, and then they named their newest ship, which came out in 2010, New Amsterdam. So now we'll have New Stottendam.
Well, it certainly is a nice class of ship. Listener question here in closing. With another Oasis-class ship coming to Florida this fall, will pricing still be at a premium?
You betcha. In fact, Harmony, when it comes in, will be higher. Keep in mind that Oasis of the Seas will be moving seasonally to Port Canaveral. So there will only be two ships. And, of course, everybody wants to be on the latest and greatest and, of course, the largest cruise ship in the world as Harmony of the Seas eclipses both Allure and Oasis at 227,000 tons versus the 225,000 tons.
Interesting.
And it's the bragging rights. It is a spectacular ship, but unfortunately, they will continue to command those premium prices.
All right. Talking to Stuart Chiron, the Cruise Guy. Find him at cruiseguy.com or follow him on Twitter at Cruise Guy. Thank you, man.
My pleasure.
You're listening to Cruise Radio, part of the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
From its rich heritage, picturesque beaches, and unparalleled blue waters, it's no wonder over 7 million people cruise to the Caribbean every year. What do you want to do? Swim with stingrays at Stingray Bay, go for an island tour, take a beach break, or set sail on a catamaran to spend the day snorkeling. Whatever you decide, CruisingExcursions.com has a shore excursion to fit your budget. Cruising Excursions knows your time on the island is limited and that you want to make the most of your day. That's why they have shore excursions up to 60% cheaper than the cruise lines and offer smaller, more personable tours. Find out for yourself. Research and book your next shore excursion at CruisingExcursions.com.
We'd love to hear your comments. Email comments at cruiseradio.net.
We always like to get your cruise reviews here on the show. If you have one you'd like to share, drop me an email, Doug, at cruiseradio.net. Like Kaylin from San Diego, her and her husband just returned from a 8-night repositioning sailing aboard Celebrity Summit from San Juan, Puerto Rico, up to Bayonne, New Jersey, there at Cape Liberty. Kaylin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Doug.
Do you ever go to SeaWorld in San Diego?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Cool. All right. I've never been to California.
Not recently.
Yeah.
We have SeaWorld, the zoo, we have Legoland, we have it all.
Are you fighting the blackfish thing or whatever it is?
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, my kids are adults now, so I don't go lately.
Yeah. Okay. This is totally off the subject, but whatever. We're going to talk about Celebrity Summit here. So before we get to the ship itself, give me some pre-cruise thoughts. What made you want to, A, sail Celebrity Summit, and B, do a repositioning cruise?
I've done a lot of repositioning cruises, so we really like that where you get to go one way and see more, you know, unusual itineraries. Mm-hmm. But my husband and I hadn't been on Celebrity since 2002, and we were just ready to go back and try it again. It had been so long, and it wasn't because we didn't like it. It was just we'd been doing a lot of Carnival, Holland America, you know, another line.
Yeah, gotcha. Very nice. So you make your way from San Diego all the way across the map to San Juan, Puerto Rico. How was embarkation for you in San Juan?
It was amazingly easy. Now, we got there a little too early, but once they opened the doors at 11 a.m., we were on the ship in probably 20 minutes.
Oh, nice. Did you fly in a night early in San Juan?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You cannot get there the same day from San Diego unless you do a red eye the night before. So we flew in the day before and stayed at a hotel, Holiday Inn Express, right there in the Condado area.
Gotcha. Nice. Yeah, we stayed at the that Sheraton right there next to the cruise pier. That's like so convenient. Nice. So you make your way on to Celebrity Summit. So what were your first impressions?
The first impression is really great because they're standing there at the door with a tray of champagne, mimosas, and orange juice, and give you a glass of your selection to every guest as they board. And they're there all day long because we passed through it later in the day because we didn't leave till 8:30 at night. So people were coming on up until 7:30. So they were there that long passing out the welcome beverage. But then once you get past them, it's kind of a little underwhelming because they don't have a really large atrium that we're used to from the other lines that we sailed on. But it was a very positive first impression.
I was going to say, you were on Carnival Triumph a few months ago. It must have been night and day walking on to Celebrity Summit. Right?
It was very different, very different. The summit was very understated.
Right, exactly. So you make your way to your staterooms. What kind of stateroom did you have, and what were your impressions of it?
We had a balcony cabin in one of the lowest levels. I think it's C2, but it was one of what they call the Suite 16. Mm-hmm. So those are the front balconies on the deck, and they kind of jut out a little bit because the lifeboats aren't that far forward. Mm-hmm. So it was like two or three times the size of other balconies in our class that were further back. So that was really nice. I thought it had great storage. One of the problems I had on my last sailing on an older ship was I didn't have enough storage. Mm-hmm. So we had tons of storage. And I thought the room, you know, I've seen reviews where people were complaining about the rooms looking a little shabby, but I thought it was in great condition.
You said it was a Suite 16 type of like category stateroom. Was it just because?
Well, the category is C2, but they have a nickname of on the M class ship of being a Suite 16. So there's eight cabins on each side.
Gotcha. That was my question. Why was it called that? That makes sense.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, let's switch gears here and talk about the dining aboard Celebrity Summit. Now, this Millennium class of ships, they have it's like the Olympia restaurant. Is that what it is? Like, it's a real, like, how do you say it? It's like a throwback to the old ocean liner days?
Well, they're changing those.
Okay.
They're changing them out to Tuscan Grill, Italian steakhouse concept. So Summit had already gone through dry dock in, I think it was early March, so it had been switched out. We did go to the Tuscan Grill one night. I have to say that we're fans of the more traditional steakhouse. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, for example, there was no lobster bisque or baked potatoes, you know, things like that. It was pasta. But we did go. It's rather pricey compared to, you know, Carnival's $25, I think, and this was $45 a person.
Gotcha, yeah. How was the main dining room experience for you, and what time dining did you have?
We like traditional, so we had 6 p.m. assigned dining. Mm-hmm. What we loved is they have a lot of tables for two. So we had our own table for two, but on either side of us were other tables for two. And during the 8 nights, we became great friends with the couples on either side, and it was like we were together, but we weren't.
Nice. What was your favorite meal in the main dining room?
I have to think my favorite thing was, and I don't think I've ever had a cheese souffle before on any other cruise line, and this was like my 20th cruise.
Wow.
They had a blue cheese souffle starter that was just awesome, and I'm still talking about it a couple weeks later.
Nice. That sounds really good. You know, I don't like blue cheese raw, but I love blue cheese melted. It's really weird. Like, I love it on buffalo pizza. That's really...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then you would really have loved this souffle.
I'll try it in Celebrity Sailing if they have that on there. What about the I don't know what it's called or what Celebrity calls it, but we'll call it the Lido Deck area, the buffet.
Right. They call that the Ocean View Cafe.
There you go. How was that?
It was really good. I really liked it. We ate lunch there a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And we're more main dining room for breakfast people. But we really enjoyed it. I thought it was a very good buffet.
All right. Very nice. Short and sweet. Let's move to entertainment then aboard Celebrity Summit. You were on the ship for 8 nights. So how did the entertainment stack up for you guys?
the best part of the entertainment for me was the music they had throughout the different venues on the ship. So, you know, they had a pianist, a couple of duo that was more like a coffee house type music that they would play. And they would move the musical acts from lounge to lounge so you could maybe, you know, see a different actor every night. So we tended to do that instead of go to the shows in the main showroom. Mm-hmm. We did see a couple of the production shows, and the one I really liked was called Sirens. It was very different. Some people didn't like it. They considered it, you know, campy or too, but I really liked it.
Why do they think it was so or very campy?
It was just very... it had a story to it. It wasn't, you know, a lot of the shows are just, they somehow string these songs together and they really don't have a story, but this really had a story, you know, about mermaids and someone who wanted to be with a mermaid and all that. So it has a real story to it, and I thought it was really good.
A real romantic thriller, sounds like.
I know.
Nice.
But it, being an older ship, it didn't have all the nice, you know, the video effects and things that you see nowadays on some of the newer shows.
Or the Cirque shows and all that in the main theater.
Exactly. I'm sure they do much better on their newer ones.
Oh, yeah, they do, totally. Let's talk about the sea days on the ship. How did the ship behave at sea as far as passenger flow, both inside and outside of the ship?
I thought the flow was really good. We had 3 sea days, and I thought the flow was really good. We never had a problem finding a lounger. Yeah, maybe you might not get one right by the pool, but there were always loungers that were open. They also have a really nice solarium. So if you wanted to be indoors in a more peaceful environment, you could go in the solarium, which they totally refurbished during that dry dock I mentioned. So it had all new furniture. Also, they have a breakfast and lunch menu, kind of like a spa or low-calorie menu, if you will, in the solarium area.
Okay, cool. Did you go to the spa or do any treatments or anything while you were on there?
No, I did not. We were just, you know, I have a kind of a busy job, so I was relaxing with my Kindle. And
there you go.
And also, we had the beverage package for the first time ever that we've had that, because it was kind of a giveaway when we booked our cruise. And we were enjoying lots of cocktails.
Now, let me ask you then, since you had the beverage package, if you had to pay for it next time and it wasn't included in your cruise fare, would you buy it again?
Probably not, because I don't think we ever really hit what it would cost per day. Mm-hmm. But it was really nice that, it, you know, you didn't even think twice if they came by when you're laying in the sun enjoying your lounger, and they came by with a tray of mudslides. Usually, like, oh, sure, give me a mudslide, and you just hand them your car. So it was nice in that sense. And or if you wanted a bottle of water, just go into any bar and they'll just hand you a bottle of water.
Yeah.
So that was really nice. We enjoyed that. But when we added it all up, we really didn't hit the daily amount. So it would be better to buy it separately if it wasn't included.
Right. Now, this was an 8-night repositioning sailing, meaning the ship was leaving San Juan, Puerto Rico, and repositioning up to New Jersey at Cape Liberty in Bayonne, New Jersey. So what ports did you hit along the way up to New Jersey?
We went to St. Thomas, St. Martin, and 2 days in Bermuda.
Oh, nice. And which one was your favorite?
Well, that's really hard. I would say probably St. Martin. I really love Orient Beach. Mm-hmm. So we went over there to the French side and spent the day at Contiki Club and had a great time.
Cool. Yeah, you spent 2 days in Bermuda. What did you do there?
Well, Bermuda, it was, you know, it's a little early in the season for Bermuda. Mm-hmm. So that's the downside of the repositioning. So it was a little cool and rainy. So the first day we had originally planned to go to, I think it's called Horseshoe Bay. Mm-hmm. But it was raining off and on, so we went to the caverns they have there.
Cool. You like it?
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, the Carlsbad Caverns in New Mexico is far better, but it was really interesting, something I've never done in a port stop before. And it was fun also just navigating the transportation system. So we took the ferry over to Hamilton, and then from Hamilton we walked to the bus terminal and then took the bus out to where the caves were at. So it was really took us a full day to do all that, see both caves. They have separate admissions to the 2 caves there.
Sounds like a little strategy.
And then get
involved.
Back to the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Second day, we just enjoyed the ship.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Everyone's off the ship. You stay on it.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Nice. So you make your way back to New Jersey and a disembarkation. I've never heard bad things about disembarkation out of Cape Liberty, New Jersey. So I'm curious to see, how was disembarkation for you?
I thought it was really easy. I was surprised when we went to get off the ship, when they called our number, that it was just so orderly. Mm-hmm. and didn't seem like there was really a line. It went much quicker. Once we got in the terminal, our luggage was right there. And then I think we probably had about, 10-minute wait going, Disneyland style line to get to the immigration agent.
See, that's awesome. It's like, everything else is bad in New Jersey, the traffic, the airport system, but they got disembarkation down. It's a start, right?
Yeah, it was really good. And the only thing, we have global entry, but mm-hmm. they did not have a global entry line.
Ah, gotcha. Baby steps, right?
I know. I think Fort Lauderdale is the only port that has that.
Yeah, I think so, too. So any first-time tips you have for people who may be considering sailing Celebrity Summit?
I would say to ask for a discount when you book specialty dining. We did get a discount of 20%, so it doesn't hurt to ask. And they will often discount based on the, how many people they have booked.
Mm-hmm. Was that when you were on the ship or before the ship?
On the ship.
Okay, gotcha. No,
I don't think there's much. Once in a while, they might send out emails with a discount if you pre-book. Mm-hmm. But I think it's very easy to get a discount once you're on the ship if you want to book any of the specialty dining.
Gotcha.
I don't know if I have any other tips.
Okay. Well, looking back on this whole 8-night repositioning cruise, what was the biggest highlight for you?
I think the biggest highlight was just the beach days. We loved the beach. And we went to Cocoa Beach to St. Thomas, which I did not tell you, in Orient Beach. And so those were highlights for us, although we enjoyed the entire time. It was very relaxing. And I came back last week and had a good turn around and go on a business trip. But it was nice to have that break from work.
Yeah, I bet it was. Final question here, Kaylin. What are your final thoughts of Celebrity Summit?
I would tell people, some people are worried about it because I think she's a 15-year-old ship. Mm-hmm. It is still a very beautiful ship. They take very good care of it. And we actually liked it so much, we booked another cruise for her on a Southern Caribbean itinerary.
Where are you going to this time?
We're going to go to, it has 5 stops again. There's only one sea day on their Southern Caribbean itinerary. And we're really excited because there's a couple of new islands we haven't been to, including St. Croix, Grenada, Dominica. I think it also goes to St. Martin again. And one other island, I think maybe Barbados.
Nice. What are you doing that one?
We're going to do that for Thanksgiving next year, 2017. So it'll be great. And to avoid all the I don't have to cook discussion.
Yes.
And be spending the week in some beautiful Caribbean islands.
I've done 2 Thanksgiving sailings before, and I would do it again in a heartbeat if I didn't have family hounding me.
Oh, yeah. I love to do it. Now that our kids are grown, they're mostly out of state, so this is just a nice thing to do.
Cool. We've been talking with Kaylin. She just returned from a 8-night sailing aboard Celebrity Summit. It was a repositioning cruise from San Juan to New Jersey to Bayonne up there at Cape Liberty. Kaylin, thanks so much for being on the show and sharing your review with us this evening.
Thanks, Doug. I really liked it.
A big question we get at Cruise Radio is, how do I know if I need trip insurance? Simple answer. If you're getting on a plane, taking a road trip, or getting on a cruise ship, you need to have travel insurance. Hey, it's Doug Parker from my friends at TripInsurance.com. Not only does TripInsurance.com protect your vacation investment, but it also gives you a peace of mind in case anything were to go wrong on your trip. How do they do it? They offer 3 different types of trip insurance policies. Good, better, and best. One policy for every vacation budget. But it doesn't just stop there. They're up to 40% lower when you shop around on other comparison sites. Plus, TripInsurance.com offers 24-hour customer support before, during, and after your trip, online claims assistance, and travel alerts to let you know what's going on at your destination. But find out for yourself. Check out TripInsurance.com.
Cruise Radio is produced weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Hear Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, or at cruiseradio.net. For sales and marketing opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.